We now have Dr. Hansen, the superintendent of North Platte Public Schools, and Tina, the communications director for North Platte Public Schools in the school district, joining us in the studio as well. Tina, Dr. Hansen, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, good morning.
Now, good to have you in the studio. We have some positive news here to start off with. Graduation was held throughout the past weekend. How did it go?
It was a great event. A little warm, but good crowd. We had a lot of smiling faces as the students passed the stage. So it was it was really good for our seniors to bring closure. They worked hard for 13 years, and to give them the opportunity to celebrate with friends and family was wonderful.
Absolutely. And this year, so much more unique and probably more special than in years past. In years past, graduation's been a given. But this year, Dr. Hansen, it wasn't necessarily a guarantee.
No, our principal, Mr. Siegel, did a heck of a job putting a well-designed plan together because we had to honor the physical distance and avoid the close contacts, but knock on wood, this is that Wednesday, an event occurred Saturday, and no occurrences of signs of any COVID spread or anything like that. So it's great news. That was a pretty big event and good turnout from our parents. So it was really a good event.
Absolutely, yeah, good event. Now, we invited Dr. Hansen and Tina in the studio this morning to talk about the back-to-school plan for North Platte Public Schools. And Dr. Hansen, I know this back-to-school plan is something that you put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into, so to speak.
Yeah, well, we have, and I think what we have to understand is every day we're going to have to do that until the start of school and the end of the school year. We've, as of today, our principals have been taking our master plan that we put together a couple of weeks ago. We just released, and they have individualized that to each school needs now. So they'll be releasing their playbooks to their parents as of today, which is much more detailed because that's your pick up, drop off, how your lunches, what the classroom's going to look like, and all that stuff that goes into running a school.
There's a lot that goes into it, obviously. So tell us, Dr. Hansen, how long were you working on the back-to-school plan, and how many audibles did you have to call while working on it? Because we know the coronavirus changes hourly, daily in some situations.
Well, we made multiple changes to it, obviously. The document is a fluid document. Our goals, our objectives are static. What I mean by that is, we're going to stay true to the fact that we're going to keep our students and staff safe, and we're going to do our best to keep our schools open. So those objectives will stay pretty static, and our plan of action will be pretty fluid. Every piece of information we get and learn, we have weekly conversations with West Central District Health, and they have weekly conversations with other state health directors across Nebraska. So we're always informed of what's happening. And again, we're fortunate living here in North Platte in Lincoln County. Our COVID cases are not quite as rapid as if you pay attention to the east and west coasts. So we're very fortunate, but again, things will change, to answer your question. No doubt about it, and I can't stress more to be patient. We're going to be responding and focusing on those two objectives: student safety, staff safety, and keeping our schools open.
Now, Dr. Hansen brought up a few moments ago, Tina, the weekly conversations with the West Central District Health Department. Obviously, you guys are both members of the Public Health Command Team, as they've been named. Tell us about those weekly Zoom meetings that you guys have been holding and then publishing those on Facebook. Those have been going pretty well, it seems like.
They have been, Tristan. Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. We started those back when COVID was first announced in March, and those have kind of changed over time and based on need for what the health COVID pandemic has done. So what's going on with that is that we meet with the command center on Thursday afternoons, and then we do that Facebook live feed based on what the cases have looked like over the week. That health command center is made up of quite a few different entities here in the county and across the county, actually, and we talk about the needs of the school districts, of the health departments, of the public services, so police and emergency care, and as well with Nolan over at
Linden Court.
Yeah. So we're trying to meet the needs of all of the citizens here in the health district, as well as keeping in tune with what's going on out there globally with the pandemic.
Now, Dr. Hansen, one other individual of that public health command team, Mr. Ryan Purdy out at Mid Plains Community College, are you guys working together for similar back-to-school plans? Obviously, there's the same objective, even though that is a second-tier learning, you know, the higher education system, but I think probably similar both that you're in for the most part.
A lot of similarities and obviously some differences. His students come from all over, and our students come from a the Door Platte area, which makes it a little more controllable for us because, as you know, he has kids come from other countries and other states. He has some other factors to consider, but again, with that mixture, I believe the face coverings is going to be a requirement out there. Our position right now, if our community risk dial stays the same, we'll stay with a strongly recommend face coverings. But if any of that changes, by the 17th, if there's any higher degree of cases, requirement of face coverings will come into play also. So again, it goes back to the why: keeping staff and students safe and keeping our schools open.
Now, Dr. Hansen, you mentioned that the face coverings are going to be highly recommended but not mandatory as long as we stay within where we are now in terms of the COVID crisis. But I know there's a concern for some parents and individuals that they think, my goodness, times are tough for some of these parents right now. And we do have some individuals that, they struggle month to month during normal months financially, not to mention a global pandemic makes it that much more difficult. So if there's parents out there that are struggling to just have the essential back-to-school supplies that they're used to providing and worried about providing the face coverings, are there going to be some assistance available or masks provided? Or
much assistance. Brandy Busher has got a backpack program that's going to have school supplies. Again, Guardians of the Children group has donated all their funds towards this cause also, so we will be providing backpacks with school supplies in those for parents. Face coverings will be provided.
Awesome.
Actually, two with the strongly recommend. We'll hand out one at this stage, and then we'll keep the other on hand. If we happen to move into the orange wrist style phase, we'll have the second one handed out to our students also. And again, I just want to remind also, during this pandemic, we have served over 50,000 meals.
Wow.
To our families, and we've had several food pantry backpack deliveries. So the school district, hats off to the volunteers who have provided those services, because we've had families from their region, not just North Platte, from the Maxwells to the Hersheys, have come through our food pantry pull-up. So,
awesome.
The services that the school district has provided has been phenomenal.
That is amazing, too, and great positive news. Again, we have Tina and Dr. Hansen, North Platte Public School District, joining us here in the studio this morning talking about the back-to-school plan. And one thing that folks might not be paying attention to as much with the back-to-school plan, Dr. Hansen, is the increased sanitation. Obviously, we know that one big thing with the coronavirus is everybody has to do their part in doing some increased sanitation and increased cleaning. So is the janitorial staff with the school district going to be doing any extra sanitation for the buildings?
Well, the good news behind that is our custodial maintenance staff has always kept our buildings clean. If you ever walk into any facility in North Platte Public Schools, it is clean, it's spotless, and it shines. So, and to answer your question, we'll enhance that with the disinfectant, no doubt. We have a pretty regularly scheduled routine. Our adults in the building will obviously educate our children in the importance of hand washing, cleaning your desks, not sharing your equipment. Just simple things as, when you have to cough or sneeze, make sure that goes into a handkerchief or it goes into your cup of your elbow.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just lots of things to learn. The adults have a lot of practices. If you just think back to 9/11, how many practices we have changed and integrated into our system. Walk on a plane, think of the safety measures that we're accustomed to now, and we do. For this period of time, there are some safety procedures that we're just have to get accustomed to. The routine of washing our hands, avoiding close contact, and covering my mouth and nose when I get close to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty simple rules to abide by to keep each other safe. So I think if we just keep educating the importance of this and reminding each other, I think we're going to be okay.
I agree, but I do know there is some concern as well, Dr. Hansen. Obviously, it's easier for the crew at Adams Middle School and at the high school to encourage that social distance, it could be a little more challenging for some of those younger kids. So is that a concern that you have for some of the educators within the school district? Because we've all encountered the younger kids. It's sometimes tough to have them keep that distance from one another.
Absolutely. You just think about a kindergarten, first grade class. That's the first thing they do. They hug their teacher. No yeah. doubt about it. It's going to be a challenge.
And that's great.
Absolutely it is. You know, and again, I think it goes back to that cohort, keeping our kids together. And we're going to know our families, so I don't think it's going to be as strict as you think it's going to be. But we still have to educate, and I encourage parents to start that education now. Just the importance of, you know, keeping that space between your friends. It's going to be hard, but and mainly washing your hands and covering that nose and mouth when you're in close proximity to someone. Those are three things that I think we can keep saying over and over and again. But no doubt, it's going to be hard. We're social beings, and all the way it's going to be difficult because adults have a hard time staying away from each other.
That's what I was going to say. It's a challenge at the great schools, but it's a challenge at the McKinley Center, too. You guys keeping your staff or your administrative staff apart, too, is a challenge. We all struggle with this.
Yes, we do.
So, well, Dr. Hansen, Tina, anything else you guys like to add this morning?
You know, Tristan, you talked a lot about change and how ever-changing this COVID crisis has been for us. Even this week, we've made changes to our plan that Dr. Hansen and the team went through yesterday on the transportation piece. Dr. Hansen, do you want to allude to what that major change is going to be for Madison and Adams?
Yeah, well, 3 weeks ago, obviously, with the guidelines and information we had, we didn't have any feasible way to transporting our students from Madison and Adams, that the route that we normally run. As of yesterday, we met with the transportation crew and our athletic department to see how we were going to get our athletes from community to community, and mm-hmm. I think we're going to replicate that same plan down to the Adams-Madison route, so I think it's going to be feasible. Won't be ideal, but as of today, I think we're going to be able to provide that, but again, you talk to me August 17th, and that could change, so I just think...
Yeah.
So, you know, even though we announced that 3 weeks ago, parents are going to have to have alternative plans in place, no doubt about it, because as of today, we can announce we're providing transportation tomorrow or next day. I could be saying, nope, it's off. So
even this afternoon, it could change. Yep. I mean, that's the world we're living in now with this global pandemic.
That's correct. Yes, it is.
We just really encourage our families to trust that we're going to err on the side of caution when it comes to the health, safety, and learning environments for our students, teachers, and the families we serve. We have so many plans. We've walked through, I can't even count the number of scenarios, not only internally, but with the health district, with the Department of Education, every resource we could possibly digest over the past few months, Dr. Hansen, and I will tell you that the directors and the principals have put in countless hours on what this is going to look like, and I guarantee you we've probably forgotten something. We ask for grace, and we ask for some patience, as this is an ever-changing pandemic that we have zero control over. The things that we can control, we will, and that we ask for just that moment of knowing that the school district wants what's best for our students and our staff and our families.
Well, and that reminds me, too, Dr. Hansen, can you speak to us a little bit of, say that the outbreak gets worse here in Lincoln County, are we prepared to go to digital learning as we did at the end of last school year?
Yes, much better prepared. Obviously, we got caught, you know, in March 12th and we called school off. We're just right in the middle. We sent parents and staff home right during parent-teacher conferences. So I think we handled that remote learning as best as we could during that time. But over the summer months, teachers have been working in setting up their Google Classrooms, understanding a little bit more about Zoom. You know, we're going to be taping some lessons, so we're going to be much more prepared for our remote learning, and it'll be higher quality with a higher degree of accountability.
It's still a monster that we're battling, but at least we know what the monster is, opposed to this time in March and even in April.
That's correct, yeah. And I think we're understanding it. I think we were all scared in March, and I think we're less scared, but still anxious, but I think we're better prepared.
Absolutely. It sounds like the school district is extremely prepared for whatever comes its way.
Yeah, we're ready. We're really ready for our students. We're ready for our teachers to come back, and we just need to get them in the classrooms, and we'll deal with any situation that comes up.
Well, Tina, Dr. Hansen, we sure appreciate you taking some time for us this morning, and thanks for all the great work and blood, sweat, and tears you've been putting into this back-to-school plan, because I can't imagine. It's not easy, and it's ever-changing. So hats off to the both of you for putting in all the time and effort into it, and we sure do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after a check of news.